Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we'll rock on. I'm joined now by Dr. Iseult Sheehan, who is Clinical Director at Allergy Ireland. Good afternoon, Iseult.
Good afternoon, Brendan. Hiya.
Hi. So look, we asked you to come on because I think, Iseult, again this year, a lot of people feel that allergy slash hay fever season, that it's getting both earlier and kind of worse every year and people are getting more extreme reactions. Are they right?
Yeah, like to a certain extent, I suppose we would expect the pollen count to be high at this time of year, and it is high across all provinces of Ireland at the moment. But I suppose, like with climate change is having an impact on all aspects of our lives, it is also having an impact on hay fever as well. And so because there's more pollen being released, because there's more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, so there's more pollen being released from the plants, and that pollen's a bit more potent. And so at lower concentrations, people are suffering from symptoms. So in a sense, maybe where they might have had symptoms for 1 or 2 days over the season, they're now maybe having symptoms a lot more often as well.
And will you just explain, there are different types of hay fever, and do they come into play at different times?
Yeah, exactly. So when you think about hay fever, there's the main one would be grass pollen, and it's grass pollen season right now. But there's also tree pollen as well, and that would account for probably a fifth to a quarter of hay fever sufferers, and that would be more springtime. So from about March onwards, people can suffer from the same sort of symptoms, but it would be tree pollen that's the main trigger. And then now, sort of like I said, it would be grass pollen, but then there's also weed pollen as well. So like nettle pollen can be released, and that would be high actually currently as well.
And then you mentioned something called super pollen. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so sort of alongside the sort of climate change and the impact that that's having on hay fever, there's also the impact that air pollution is having as well. And so I suppose firstly, we know that breathing in air pollution has a detrimental effect sort of on our respiratory system, and it sort of primes us in a way, or irritates the airways and makes us more susceptible. But also that air pollution combines with the pollen grains, like it can actually alter the pollen grains a little and make it more potent, and so your symptoms can be more severe than they would have been before as well.
So then, are you born with hay fever? Does it run in the family? Because again, and I think a lot of people will say, there are a lot of people now who feel they developed hay fever as they got older, never had it as kids.
Yeah, so I mean, look, it does tend to run in families. And so generally, like the general rule would be that one parent who has an allergy, and that may not be hay fever, but might be asthma or a food allergy, if they have a child, their child's twice as likely to have an allergy. And if both parents have an allergy, then that child would be four times as likely to have an allergy. And so you do see that allergies tend to run in families, but not necessarily all the same allergies. It might be different types of allergy.
Okay.
So not everyone in the family will be a hay fever sufferer. I suppose from the point of view of hay fever as well, like it can present at any age, usually from about 4 years and over is when we start to really be able to see if someone does suffer from hay fever. Can be a bit unclear under the age of four. But I mean, it can present at any stage as well. Like it's not clear cut.
Okay. How do you know whether you're having hay fever or just like, you know, people say, oh, I get a summer cold every year?
I know. And it can be difficult, especially this year, like with COVID around, and there's a few different viruses around at the moment. So I suppose, firstly, if you have hay fever, you know, you shouldn't actually have a fever, ironically. So,
yes.
You know, if you have a fever and if you have a sore throat or you're really feeling very unwell, it's less likely to be hay fever symptoms. Really what you're getting is sort of sneezing, itchy eyes, itchy nose, and maybe a blocked up nose. Now you can develop headaches. So if your nose is quite blocked, your sinuses can get blocked as well. And that can cause sort of headaches and feeling a little bit sort of unwell. But again, you shouldn't develop temperatures, sore throats, things like that. But it, I mean, look, it can be quite hard. And sometimes you need to actually go to a doctor to get yourself allergy tested, really, to be absolutely clear if you're getting symptoms at the same time every year and you're able to look up the pollen count and realise it does happen on the days, or it's worse on the days the pollen count is high, I mean, it's most likely going to be hay fever. But really, the best way to be certain is to get yourself allergy tested.
Okay. And look, obviously, there are antihistamines. Put them aside. Any other strategies for managing or treating that you'd recommend?
Yeah, so there's sort of three main strategies. So there's avoidance measures, there's medical management, and then there's immunotherapy. So I suppose avoidance measures, it's being aware when the pollen count is high. If you're out and about and you know you've had a lot of exposure, shower, wash your hair, change your clothes when you come in. The morning would be better than the afternoon because the pollen count, it rises as the day goes on. So it sort of peaks in the afternoon. If there's been a big rain shower, it's better to be outside after that so that the pollen has sort of been washed out of the air. And, you know, things like wearing wraparound sunglasses can be quite effective.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Then I suppose if you're thinking about the medical management, you mentioned antihistamine. So if your symptoms include sort of, like I mentioned, itching and sneezing, those sorts of symptoms, then over-the-counter antihistamines actually will be very effective. If, on the other hand, you also have a lot of nasal congestion, so quite blocked up in the nose, then really you need something a little bit stronger. And that's where you need to go to your doctor or allergy specialist and nasal sprays. And there's a few different versions of them and some combination types that are effective at managing that sort of the stronger, more severe symptoms.
Okay. Is there an over-the-counter nasal spray that people can get?
Yeah, so there is an over-the-counter nasal spray which can be effective. I suppose I generally would always feel if you're going to be using a spray that has a little bit of steroid in it, it is advisable to at least go to a doctor once to make sure that you are taking the correct treatment, you know, rather than taking a treatment for months on end.
There's someone recommending here a bit of Vaseline around the nose. You hear it recommended for people going on a flight as well. Mm. Does that actually work?
Yeah, like, look, it will catch a little bit of the pollen as you breathe it in. So there's no harm in it at all. It's not going to fix the problem, but it will help. A little.
Someone else saying frequent hoovering is important. Is that right?
Probably more so for dust mite. So, you know, unless you have your windows open like a lot, you're not going to have a huge amount of pollen inside the house, you would hope.
And what are the more extreme treatments then that people can get, like if it's a huge problem for them?
Yeah, exactly. So if your symptoms are quite severe and you are requiring medications and still suffering with a lot of symptoms, then immunotherapy is a very effective option. And immunotherapy is basically where you take a little tablet that's sublingual, so it dissolves under your tongue. It has a minuscule amount of what you're allergic to in it. So let's pick grass pollen. So it has a tiny little amount of grass pollen in it. You take it every day over a 3 to 5 year period. So it's a long treatment. But essentially, you're trying to promote or encourage your immune system to build up a tolerance to grass pollen. And it's very effective. It's more effective, I would say, in children in that as you get older, your immune system does get a little bit more stubborn to wanting to change. But it is an effective treatment plan for adults as well.
And it's a cure, essentially, more so than just managing it.
Yeah, you're trying to get your immune system to build a tolerance to it. So you should require less and less medications as you go through the treatment.
Okay, I can tell from the text there's a lot of people suffering heavily at the moment. Just give a one word answer, Isild, if you would, to Tom in Wicklow. I get hay fever every year from late June to mid July. Which pollen am I allergic to?
It sounds like it's grass pollen.
Grass, Tom, there you go. Glad to be of service. Dr. Isild Sheehan of Allergy Ireland, thank you very much for that.